You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. Well, that's it then, isn't it, really? Yes. 3 days off. 4 days off. Good grief, 4 days off. How was it? Did you have a good weekend? Get stuck in the traffic anywhere out there in the interior? Anyway, welcome to this morning's breakfast show. It is Tuesday. Yes, we missed Monday. And it is the 7th of November. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's take a look. We got anybody of interest has got a birthday on the 7th of November. And we do indeed. Captain James Cook was born on this day. The year was 1728. A British explorer, navigator and a cartographer who ultimately rose to the rank of captain in the Royal Navy. He made detailed maps of Newfoundland prior to making 3 voyages to the Pacific Ocean, during which he achieved the first European contact with the eastern coastline of Australia and the Hawaiian Islands, as well as the first recorded circumnavigation of New Zealand. So, not a bad history lesson this morning.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Shadow moves, black clouds.
good way to start off the morning. That is Reverend Horton Heat. And it's called Devil's Chasing Me. Time on the Breakfast Show, 6 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Mr. Jake Bug there, and A Kiss Like the Sun. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place you're ever. How was your weekend? I mean, I'm really intrigued to know what everybody else was doing over the weekend. As for us, well, myself and a good lady, we spent most of our time rearranging everything in the apartment, because now that we used to have the good lady's office was in the dining room. And we decided that, you know, now the pandemic's over, all being well, to sort out one of the other bedrooms and put the study, put her study in there, you see. But it's like one of those puzzles. I was just trying to explain to Yasmin this morning that, you know, remember those puzzles you used to get? It was like a square plastic thing with lots of little white tiles, and you have to keep moving them around in order to make a picture or something else, or a phrase or something like that. Well, it's a little bit like that here. If you want to move one thing from one room to another room, then that thing in the other room has to be moved somewhere else. And it goes on and on. It was fun anyway. Here's Barry Ryan. Eloise.
Every night I'm there, I'm always there. She knows I'm there, and heaven knows. I hope she goes.
I'd love to please her, I'd love to care, but she's not there. And when I find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay.
That's one of those tracks, played it then, playing again. Yes, 1968 we were playing that one. That's Barry Ryan and Eloise, and that was on his album which came out at the time. Barry Ryan plays Paul Ryan, and because the writing of the song was written by Barry and Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan wrote quite a few numbers in those days. It goes on a bit, it goes on for over 5 minutes, which was quite something in those days, and features strong orchestration, melodramatic vocals, and of course that brief slow interlude in the middle. Did well though, sold 3 million copies worldwide, reached number 2 in the UK singles chart, as published by Record Retailer, hit number 1 in the NME and Melody Maker charts. It topped at top of the charts in 17 countries, including Italy, the Netherlands and Australia. And his brother, by the way, Paul Ryan, you may have heard of him as well. Sadly, he died very young. He was just 44 years of age and died of cancer. Oh, such a shame. Anyway, time on The Breakfast Show. And what do we do at this time of the day? We get cleaned up, don't we? Yes, I'm ready for it is your going today. I don't think there's many people going anywhere because we've just got 3 days, haven't we? We know what they like. They'll all disappear and go off. Well, if they could have gone off. In the shower this morning, Los Charlie's Orchestra. What are they doing? They're feeling high. 16 after the hour, 7 o'clock.
Stepping out, I'm feeling so right too.
I tell you what, that was cool. That was nice. That was long enough for me to go and sort out something in the other room and get back again. Right, 20 and a half after 7. And out you get today. We'll take a little rummage around, see what's happening with regard to the streets today. I was a little bit upset, actually, about what they've been doing over these last 4 days. The mining contract thing is there's nothing else we can do at the moment. It's going through process. And hopefully, they say, we should have a ruling from the Supreme Court in December at the latest, I reckon, January. There's nothing else we can do. So my question is this. Why are you making the very people that went out on the street and protested for the mining contract, why are you punishing them by going out on the streets now, blocking the Inter-American Highway, by the way, which is against the law, and making life difficult? As I said, you're making life difficult for the very people that rose up against the mining contract. Now, cut it out. Okay, because it's not on. What are you going to accomplish? It's already been accomplished. It has to go through process. All right? Well, that's it then. I've had my rant for this morning. Here's Blondie. That's the name of the track. It's called Maria, and it's by Blondie.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Comes from OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and that was called Sister Mary Says. But the other one, Simon Says, it was completely different. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/ 2023 British Ball tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'm a room of Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start somewhere. So it started there. Pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flash of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you never get it right. It's when you're laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, M People and Moving On Up. And before that, Common People by the band Pulp. Let's say a very good morning. We've got a few to get through this morning. Let me just get this a little bit closer. The old eyes aren't what they used to be, you know. Let's say a very good morning to Renee and also to Mary Lou and to Paul over there in the United Kingdom as well. So now, Renee, of course, is over there in Athens in Greece. But not for much longer. They're all packed up. Anyway, Renee says to us this morning, she says, good day. Hope you all had a peaceful and relaxing long weekend. Not quite, but it was nice. We're all packed out of the house. Our life in boxes and suitcases for a while. Our dogs are being well cared for at a kennel we have sent them to before. Taking a short European vacation tomorrow, heading to Budapest for a few days and then take a train to Vienna. Isn't that great? We went to Budapest last year and, of course, and Vienna. And we went back this year to Vienna. Spend a little time in Vienna. It's beautiful. They're going to go and see Rick's cousin and her family there. You asked if we could play a cover. You said, this great cover I heard yesterday by the Hotel Pool. Dancing Queen, featuring Menelie Cannon. by Philip Cohen Social. I couldn't find anything that had actually got sort of Melanie Cannon on, but I assume this is the right one because it does mention Philip Cohen Social.
You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. Oh, see that girl, watch that scene, all the dancing queen. Friday night and lights are low, looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music, getting in swing. You come to look for a king. Anyone could be that guy. The night is young, the music's high, with a bit of country music, everything's fine. You're in the mood for a dance, and when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. You can dance, you can jazz,
good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. Show you incredible things.
Certainly after listening to the ABBA cover, reminded me very much of that one, which is by the vintage cabaret style of Taylor Swift song, Blank Space. Right, let's also say a very good morning to Paul Dixon, over there in South London, in the United Kingdom. And he says, good morning, Terry. One good news story and another not so good. We'll come back to the good news story a little bit later on, after the news. It's about a Florida boy who called 9/11 for a hug, so we're going to look at that after. But he says here, because I guess they had the grandchildren with them, and says, youngest grandchild stuck 7 peas up his nose. Oh, dear. For his mother, our daughter, took out 2 and were taken out in the local hospital. But the last one was in so deep that it required an operation in a different hospital. That is scary. I mean, all those peas. I mean, why? And are you trying to hide them? You don't like peas? 7 peas stuck out. I mean, I assume they, that's a good point, were they frozen or not? 7 peas. Anyway, Paul, I thought I'd throw in a quick song for you and, and your youngest grandchild as well. Here's the Beatles. Peas, peas me. The Beatles and Peas, Peas Me. Or Please, Please Me. 2 minutes away from the top of the hour. And by the way, that, of course, the Beatles, the big thing about the Beatles is they've just brought out a brand new single, haven't they? With all of them. Yes? They dug up John. Especially for the event. It really is a nice song. I listened to it over the weekend, and it, in a way it was quite emotional to hear them all together again with something completely new. So we'll be playing that a little bit later on. And also another track off of the new Rolling Stones album. We're going to be taking a look at that. And also we've got a bit of Celine Dion coming up, Billy Idol, Chris Rea, all coming up. So whatever, do stay tuned. But as for right now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Psychedelic Furs, and that is Heartbreak Beat. Breakfast show time, 14 minutes right now. That's after what? It's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
That's what it's called. It's called Unison. It comes from Celine Dion. 19 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's programme. And let me just say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Yerel Hein Esquierdo. Good morning to you, Yerel. He wished us, hello, Mr. Jerry. on Facebook. And thanks very much. It's nice to know you're out there, I tell you. If you want to drop us in line, you can do it on Facebook, you can do it on Instagram, you can do it on WhatsApp. The number straight through to the studio is 677-18822. That is the number. It's not for calls, but you can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. 677-18822. And another good morning. I think it's about time to say good morning to Ingrid, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? We are back. We are here. We are working. It is Tuesday morning. Whoo, has it been a great 4 days. I don't know about you guys. I've been resting up and enjoying not going outside a lot. Well, I mean, not leaving the yard. It's been kind of nice. Been kind of quiet up here. Lots of rain, though. Whoo, man. Yeah, I'm going to have some work done on the roof now. I found a couple of new leaks after last night. One of them over my bed. Yep. Yeah, and yeah, right now I'm taking a little nap early yesterday afternoon after a long day of hard playing and resting. And drip, drip, right there on my hippy hip. Yep, so I'm going to have to get that fixed. Lots of people coming around today to get some things done. Going to get some, wow, look at that. What, oh, got some stuff going on here. Man, there's always something going on in a house. I forgot how much work it takes to run a house and how much effort and how much money it takes to fix a house. But you know what? There is something glorious about having a backyard where there's so many luscious trees and plants. Guanabana out here is looking good. We've got one solo guanabana. She's hanging on for dear life. She's doing great. We saw some volunteer tomatoes on our walk yesterday. Oh, and let's see. I used to have a beautiful flower basin over there where the pineapple was. Now it's just a conglomeration of plants. They're beautiful, but there's a lot of them. Lots and lots of them. Well, the cook was busy over the weekend. She made some bone broth, which I had never seen or done before, so that was very interesting. A friend of ours had a pig butchered, and we got some bones and made bone broth. So I'm still trying to figure out what all we going to do with all that good liquid, yes, besides mix it into good stuff. Well, this week is another short week. Yes, it is. I only have 3 days out of five. I kind of like that. That's kind of nice. I do have to get back to work at some point. I have to figure out how I'm going to get into the city, either this week or next week, because I have some work I must get done in the city, and there's no way around it. So I just got to figure out when, how, and where. Be safe out there. It's still going on. I know. We're going to be safe. All right. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Drip, drip. Drippity drop. Drip, drip. Drippity drop.
Well, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Drip, drip. Drippity drop.
Well, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head.
Drip, drip. Drippity drop.
I cried so hard, teardrops on my face.
Drip, drip. Drippity drop.
Well, she packed up her clothes and she moved out. Well, she packed up her clothes and she moved out on the midnight train.
Trip, trip, trippity drop.
You know this empty room is driving me insane.
Trip, trip, trippity flop.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking, thinking what I'm gonna do.
Sip, sip, trippity stop.
Well, I'm sitting here.
Thank you.
the Drifters, and the first one from them was Drip Drop. Fucking rich. You have to sleep with a bucket on your bed as well. Rolling Stones, and that's off of Hackney Diamonds, the new album by the band, and it's called Driving Me Too Hard. Hey, it's not bad, is it, really? For 80-year-olds. there's life in us old dogs yet, you know. Here's Elton John and the one. Still to come, we're going to be taking a look at the new single that's just coming out. The last single that's just come out from the Beatles called Now and Then. But as for right now, just sit back and relax for about 5 minutes with, well, Sir Elton John.
So you're dancing up the ocean, running fast along the sand. Spirit born of earth and water, far flying from your head. In the instant that you love someone, in the second that the hammer hits, reality runs up your spine. And the peace is finally fit. And now I ever needed was the one. Like freedom feels where wild horses run. When stars collide, like you and I, those shadows block the sun. When chances breathe between the silence, where sex and love no longer jail. Oh, for each man in his time is pain. Water, a long lost heart breathing.
Tell you what, I wish we had tracks like that back in 1968. That was getting on for 5 minutes there from Sir Elton John. Gives you plenty of time to go and do something else. Go to the bathroom, have a shower. Anyway, let's have a little chat, shall we, about the new single, the last single released by the Beatles. It's called Now and Then, and it was released just a couple of days ago on the 2nd of November. Now, it's dubbed the last Beatles song. Now, it appeared on a double A-sided single. Did they do it on vinyl? On a double A-sided single paired with a new mix of the band's first single. What was that? That was Love Me Do, back in 1962. With the two serving as bookends to the history of the Beatles. Both songs are to be included on the expanded reissues of the 1973 compilations, 1962 to 66 and 1967 to 70. And that's going to be released in a couple of days' time, on the 10th of November. I look forward to that. I've got the original, so I look forward to getting the new revamped versions. Now and Then is a sort of psychedelic soft rock ballad that John Lennon wrote and recorded back in 1977 as a solo piano home demo, but left unfinished. Well, after John Lennon's death in 1980, the song was considered as the third Beatles reunion single for their 1995-1996 retrospective project, which was the Beatles anthology, following Free as a Bird and Real Love. Those two songs were both based on Lennon's demos. Instead, it was shelved Now and Then for nearly three decades until it was completed by the surviving bandmates Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, including overdubs and guitar tracks by George Harrison as well, who passed away, of course, in 2001, and it was abandoned from the 1995 sessions. The final version features additional lyrics as well by Paul McCartney and Lennon's voice extracted from the demo using the AI-backed audio restoration technology, which was commissioned by that magician Peter Jackson for his 2021 documentary The Beatles Get Back. Jackson also directed the music video for Now and Then as well, and the song received acclaim from critics who felt it was a worthy finale for The Beatles. The Beatles, Now and Then.
Because
submit. I love it. Gives you goosebumps, though. I tell you, it certainly does me, hearing John Lennon singing there again. I don't know. It's all magic, isn't it, really? But that's it. The finale of the actual Beatles group. Lovely. Great song. And if you're looking at the time, by the way, we're making our way to 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Cool. I'll tell you what. Let's take a look, shall we, and see who else has a birthday on today's date. We started off this morning when we opened the program with Captain James Cook. That was in 1728. Well, here's another one, which is very important. In 1867, it's the birthday of Marie Curie. And she was a Polish-French physicist and chemist, famous for her pioneering research on radioactivity. She was the first person honored with two Nobel Prizes in physics and in chemistry. And another one you might recognize the name, Leon Trotsky. 1879, he was born, a Russian Marxist revolutionary and theorist, a Soviet politician and the founder and first leader of the Red Army. And so, yeah, another couple of important people with birthdays today, right?
Yes!
It is not that funny.
That's the night
not
has that come. Funny.
When the night has come and the land is dark. When the night has come. When the night has come and the land is dark.
Yeah.
And the moon is the only light.
What?
And the moon is the only light.
What?
And the moon is the only light. We will see.
When the night.
The land is dark.
And the moon.
And the moon is the
there's another great example of a superb cover, taking a song like that, Stand By Me, giving a completely different slant, and that was For the Cause. And their version of Stand By Me, of course, the song was originally performed back in 1961 by singer-songwriter Ben E. King, and written by him along with Jerry Lieber and Mike Castrolo, who together used the pseudonym Elmo Glick. Now, according to Benny King, the title is derived from and was inspired by a spiritual, which was written by Sam Cooke and J.W. Alexander, called Stand By Me, Father, recorded by the Soul Stirrers, with Johnny Taylor leading the singing on that track. It was featured, by the way, the original, on the soundtrack in 1986. This was the film of the same name, and corresponding music video featuring Benny King along with actors at River Phoenix and Will Wheaton. Released to promote the film, it was also featured in a 1987 European commercial of Levi 501 jeans. And by the way, covered is there have been over 400 recorded versions of the song performed by many artists, notably Otis Redding, John Lennon, Muhammad Ali, For the Cause, the one that we just played, Tracy Chapman, musicians of the Playing for Change project, Florence and the Machine, and the Kingdom Choir. But Benny King himself recorded many, many great songs, including Spanish Harlem. This version of Spanish Harlem, well, the original version by Spanish Harlem, needs one of these, don't you? Absolutely brilliant. Let's say a very good morning, breakfast show. Good morning to Rosita. Good morning to you. And Rosita drops a little line and says, good morning, beautiful people. Oh, nice. And nice to know we're beautiful. That's the beauty of radio. Of course, the best in the West. Thank you so much, Rita. Rosita, and this is so happy to hear you guys again. Well needed. Blessings to you and Yasmin, and for the crew as well. 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and this is the Beat Poison. do it again.
It's all
the best place to be in the mornings.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating slow, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. 'Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one. Well, you don't know me.
is You Don't Know Me. And that was the song originally by Eddie Arnold and Cindy Walker. Well, it was written by them, at any rate. That was back in 1955. You Don't Know Me was first recorded by Arnold that year and released as a single in April of 1956, April 21st to be exact, in 1956 on RCA Victor. The best-selling version of the song is the one that we just played by Ray Charles, who took it to number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1962 after releasing the song on his number 1 album, which was Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. And the first version of the song to make the Billboard charts was, in fact, by Jerry Vale in 1956, peaking at number 14. Time on The Breakfast Show, 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Another great cover. If you like the song Wicked Game, I think you'll enjoy this. It's a cover by Tula.
Fire, no one could say.
What a great cover that is. Of course, the original by, that was by Isaac, Chris Isaac. And that one by Tula. Great cover. And this brought us, well, exactly to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come, glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
There we go. Bring us in musically. Take that. And everything changes in the last hour. This morning's program with the time is 15 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to take another piece of music. When we come back from that, we're going to check in with Yasmin, see how she did over the weekend. And also, I can tell you how I did over the weekend as well. Nothing particularly exciting, but I can tell you anyway. A little bit of French. A lot of applause, please. Thank you very much. Johnny Halliday. And Laura is the name of the tune.
Laura, il y a tant d'hommes que je ne suis pas. Il y a tant de phrases qu'on dit que je ne te dirai pas. Oui, Laura, j'aurais tant à apprendre de toi. Tous ces mots tendres qu'on sait, moi je ne les sais pas. J'ai poussé comme on respire, sans abri ni toi ni loi. Ce qui m'a fait c'est à moi. Mais tes caresses et des sourires, j'ai souvent passé mon tour. Je n'ai jamais appris à donner tant d'amour. Oh, 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 Laura, le temps passé me remplit de toi. J'avais besoin de personne et tant de place pour toi. Oh, 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 Laura, es-tu rien du tout, mais tant pour moi. Tous ces conseils qu'on donne, tu ne les entendras pas. J'ai dépensé tant
Oh, there we go. Yes, that's Johnny Halliday and Laura. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are almost right now. 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. It's time to say good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How's your week?
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, yes, isn't it? I mean, tomorrow's going to be, say, midweek tomorrow, because we've only got one day this side of Wednesday and another day the other side of Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
which is all very nice, isn't it? Hey, you sent me a list here of the road closures.
Oh, yes, that's not happening.
I mean, it's virtually every street in the world, I think, you know.
Exactly.
I know, just chatting with Carol. Over there in Santa Maria, she said that they closed Corridor Sur, which is absolute lunacy because people are going to go to the airport.
Yeah.
If you really want to screw us with regards to tourism, well, if you haven't already, that's the way to do it. The reason I'm getting a bit sort of annoyed is because I don't see, personally, why they're closing the roads now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they closed the roads because of the disagreement over the mineral contract, the mining contract.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay, completely understood. Well, they've done the moratorium for no more mining. But the thing is, there's nothing you can do. You can go on the street for as long as you like.
Mm-hmm.
But until that has been decided by the Supreme Court, nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The legislators have all buggered off, and put that in plain French. They've disappeared because their session's finished.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you protesting to? I can't, you know, right? I'm fully in favour of what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what they're doing is destroying the economy.
Yeah.
And I've seen a video, but I haven't seen it. It popped up on my screen. End of the Panama Canal. They reckon the canal is going to have more and more problems with water.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, I think we're going down the drain at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, there's not much we can do about it, but I just, you know, it defies logic as to what they're trying to accomplish at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not going to bother reading out the whole list because it's too big.
Yeah, no, please.
It's you know, well, let's just say here in Panama Centro, the Supreme Court, University of Panama, Pedidos de la Asamblea, Cinco de Mayo, Cinta Costera, Parque Porus, San Pedro, Via Domingo Diaz, Hacia Tocumen dos Paños Cerrados.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. We've got Via Domingo Diaz by FEMSA, Corridor South, and this is by Santa Maria, Tumbo Muerto by Immigration, and Via Centenario in Coco del Mar.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go. At least you're saving gas. There's always every cloud has a silver lining, you know. Just sometimes we're not getting enough clouds, really, are we? Yes.
Yeah.
If we need the rain. But Ingrid was saying pouring with rain in El Valle.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that that's in the sort of also one of the catchment areas for water. But fingers crossed.
Hopefully, yeah.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
Well, good, at home. What else we did? Just being at home.
That's it?
That's all. Just yesterday we went to the movies. We saw a movie from Venezuela called Simon.
Oh, yeah.
And that was interesting. That was nice. We spent the evening there at the mall. So it was good.
Oh, good.
To see people around.
We watched, it was on TVN. Very, very interesting programs they showed. I think it must have been Saturday night. And have you heard of Adán Ramos, Ríos?
Yes, I saw that. That was Telemetro.
Was it Telemetro?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But wasn't it brilliant?
What
a man. I mean, the things he's seen and done. And, you know, starting off with those humble beginnings.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant story. But then also they showed Historias del Canal. And we watched that.
Yeah, that was on Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, we watched. Because I think it was two channels had a program on Adán Ramos.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Ríos. I keep saying Ríos.
I saw it on Telemetro with Jenny Anenson.
Okay. Uh-huh. And did that have a couple of short ones before? Short stories before that?
No.
Ah, because this one had, they had two, one was about cooking, mm-hmm. I remember rightly, and the other one was about, but there were short little things about Panama.
Ah, like documentaries.
Yeah, tiny documentaries, yes. Yeah, and then they had the one by, about Adán Ríos.
Okay.
And, and then they did Historia del Canal.
Ah, okay.
I'm having seen this for the second time. I sort of got more into it in the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's got my 20 minutes, 20 seconds mm-hmm. of fame.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you see, I said to Christine, as long as this movie is in existence, I will never die for 20 seconds. For those of you who watched it, you wonder, the American DJ that was... introducing the fact that Salis was mm-hmm. Coming back to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was it. I tell you what, I earned more money in that 20 seconds I think I've earned in my life. Thank you very much, Pituka. I am available still.
Oh.
So that was that. And of course, HB was in it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't in it for long because he died. And our friend over the road there. From nostalgia. My mind keeps going blank.
Ah, yes. Yeah. I forget his
name. Aren't we good? Yeah, never mind. Time to go and have a lie down. It's rubbing off on you, yes?
He needs to come back.
Anyway, we'll move on from that because we could be here for hours. Myself and a good lady, we moved things around in the house
mm-hmm.
because the office, her office was still in the dining room mm-hmm. from the days of the meltdown, mm-hmm. COVID. And so we decided to move it into another room.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we've got so much stuff. It's like one of those puzzles. You have to move one thing in order to put that somewhere else, and that thing that was somewhere else has to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It's a never-ending story, really.
Yeah. But it's fun. I like that.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time. Yeah. And we accomplished something.
Yeah.
I got the bar sorted out. So that's it. Yeah, so that was my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and visited neighbours here in the building last night, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And to Fulu and Eleonora, thank you very much indeed. It was really nice and enjoyable. Oh, very knowledgeable people.
Mm-hmm.
Not like us, who can't remember people's names.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Born on this day in music, what have mm-hmm, we got? Mm-hmm. Anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Mary Travers. She was born in 1937.
Oh, right.
Singer, mm-hmm. songwriter from American folk group Peter, Paul and Mary,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1969 US number one and 1970 UK number two single Living on a Jet Plane.
Mm-hmm.
The Bob Dylan song Blowing in the Wind was one mm-hmm. of their biggest hit singles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. I think we are going to play
mm-hmm.
Living on a Jet Plane.
Okay.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, hate to go. There's so many times times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
There we are, lovely ballad that one. Leaving on a jet plane. Peter, Paul and Mary.
Yes, nice voices.
It is very nice. And I think that was also covered, if I remember rightly, by John Denver as well.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you were just saying that you saw a message somewhere about traffic.
Oh yes, because I am in a WhatsApp group. And they said at Waze mm-hmm. app for traffic, looks like the city is pretty locked up with traffic. And of course they're asking, why is people protesting now?
Exactly, so that's what we were saying earlier, isn't it?
No, nobody knows.
Yeah, but the thing is now, I mean, the problem is it's causing serious problems for the country. They're throwing away milk. They're throwing away chicken. You can't, there's no vegetables in the shops. The vegetables are going rotten. The only people that are suffering right now are the people. The very ones, and it's just, I reckon it's a fairly, well, meant to close all those roads. But they were showing, you know, on TV yesterday, you know, for instance, Inter-American Highway, which is, you know, a very, very important artery, which is, it's against the law. To close it.
Yes.
But, you know, the other weeks we had the police out firing tear gas and all sorts of things that people that weren't doing anything other than protesting relatively sort of safely. But they don't do anything about the roads being closed.
Exactly.
And I'm talking primarily, you know, the roads in the city sort them out, but I'm talking primarily the Inter-American Highway must not be closed. Because people can't move their goods, they can't move their goods to Costa Rica, the people in Chiriquí can't get their produce to, I mean, the city, they were trying to find a humanitarian corridor.
Yes.
This, what is this, Gaza? You know, I mean, come on, come on, you know.
They're affecting themselves. So.
Well, that's it, the only people they're punishing right now is themselves. And I can't get my head around it. There's nothing you can do about the mining. That's done and dusted. You've now got to wait for the Supreme Court. And I'm pretty sure I know what the answer is going to be. So, you know, until that result comes out, you've got nothing to prove. It has to go through the system. Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's annoying, isn't it, really? And it's coming up for Christmas, for heaven's sake. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Well, we're having fun anyway, aren't we?
Yes.
We're not going, you know, I'm not driving anywhere. Anyway, come on, be sensible, please.
Mm-hmm.
Don't damage the country irreparably. We're damaging it for tourism, we're damaging it for business. The deal is done, okay? What you wanted is done. Moratorium on mining. The mining, the contract that is in existence at the moment has to go through the Supreme Court. There's a good reason why they didn't put it on the moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, please think about yourselves, think about the other people, think about the poor guys that are trying to earn a living with their produce that can't be moved. Think about the people that are doing business with Costa Rica. They can't get their cars or their trucks there. Oh, come on.
Yes.
Time to back off.
Mm-hmm.
That's it then. I guess I'm fired. I'll go and work with Alvaro. okay. You got another born on this day of music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're impressing us this morning, seeing as it's a holiday. You know, they've still got birthdays.
Oh, yes. The next one is Johnny Rivers. He was born in 1942,
mm-hmm.
U.S. singer, songwriter. 1966 U.S. number one single, Poor Side of Town, plus over 15 other U.S. top 40 hits.
Can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby, just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town. Down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Shooby-dooby-doo-ah. Johnny Rivers, Four Side of Town.
I don't remember that song.
Hmm?
I don't remember that song.
Me neither.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think we've actually played it on the breakfast show before.
Ah, yeah.
There in my library, you'd be surprised. I mean, when Ingrid was saying that the water was dripping on her bed, I even found a song about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no end to our talent, you know.
Yes, I know.
That's it, though. I mean, that's all I can do. How's the world of social media, by the way?
Oh, good.
I like that one you made up the other day. That was a nice one.
Which one? With your photo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was more sort of natural, more what I sort of look like normally. Which isn't good. But
yes, people like it too. They say hello on Facebook.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Hello, Facebook. I'm not... Well, you know, I haven't really been on Facebook for I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's just me, I guess.
That's because you're not travelling.
I thought you were going to say, you know, nobody wants to know you anyway. So
No,
but I mean, you know, let's face it. I mean, it's a bit strange. I've often thought about it because, you know, if anything, we lead a very interesting life here because we meet an awful lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk to some very interesting people.
Yeah.
And that's perfect for me to put on Facebook because most people just put, you know, what they're doing on vacation and what they've had for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got lots of people we could sort of put on. Well, you do it, don't you? You put them on Facebook, don't you?
Not really. Instagram more.
Instagram more. Yeah, that's become more the thing, hasn't it?
Instagram. Yeah, Facebook is like boring. I don't know.
Well, Facebook is.
Yeah.
They say Facebook's for old people, you know that.
I don't know. Here in Panama, maybe. Because in other countries, it's very, very...
Well, Facebook?
Yes. Mm. They use it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why here it's not like that.
See, I can't use it. I'm not old enough. Anyway, so what are you going to do the rest of the day? Today,
where I'm supposed to go to an event.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Soho Mall.
Oh, really?
So
yeah.
I'll see.
What they got on at Soho Mall?
If I can make it. It's something about, it's like a talk organized by Banismo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course, that's where the offices are, isn't it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So is it actually in Soho Mall or in the?
No, in their office.
In Banismo's office.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Get a loan while you're there.
Hopefully, I will arrive.
I mean,
we'll see.
I must admit, it's quite funny. I mean, I sort of go on to Banismo and this little thing there says, by the way, you've been accrued. You can have an extra $7,000 of credit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And, because the thing is, I think I'm probably one of the worst customers banks have. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the good lady and I, we pay everything off at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't make any money out of interest. So what they do is try to keep giving you money.
Yeah.
So that you know, eventually, you're gonna have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then, but, yeah. Mm. I wish I was rich.
Well, you are smart. So
okay.
You just ignore that.
Interesting, yes. we're going to get a car loan. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy your car outright? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a loan from the bank? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're very accommodating. I mean,
oh, yes.
Oh, please come in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
We never know our luck. Well, look, have a great day.
Thank you.
And enjoy that. Say hello to the people at Banismo. Ask them why they're not advertising with us. You know, I'm not a great lover of banks.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, not long after they opened Soho Mall, you must remember it.
Uh-huh.
And it was an event put on. That was when they had the swing band. You remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
With Luis Carlos.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. That was brilliant. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there, and one of the ladies from Soho Mall came up.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, shit, I must introduce you to, because it was being sponsored by Banismo.
Yeah.
And he came up and said, I must introduce you to, this is one of the heads of Banismo and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is Jerry
mm-hmm.
From the radio, mm-hmm. The breakfast show. And he said, looked at me and says, you're the guy who doesn't like banks. I thought, well, no advertising here then. Let's have another piece of music. This comes from Swing Out Sister. You like them, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, and Love Won't Let You Down.
But if we make it last, there's so much more for me and you. All we've got to do is understand, life may not be the way we planned, but I'll be loving you. It's something I can do. I can't walk away, pretend I didn't care. But what else would I do when all I'm living for is you? Love won't let you down. Just give it time. I'll still be around.
There we go, lovely song, Swingers. Sister Love Won't Let You Down. Right, I'll tell you what, yes, I've got a nice one. We're going to go out slightly lively this morning. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to go slightly, we're going to do a, there's a song called If You Could Read My Mind, Love, which was a big favourite of mine. This is like a sort of disco-y version of it.
Oh, okay.
And it'll take us, I think, to the end of the show.
Okay, good.
Hasta mañana, baby.
Hasta mañana.
Yeah. Thank you. There we go. Yes, Disco Viva. Fiona Willis there. And If You Could Read My Mind. And, well, that's it then. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. It's nice to be back. It's always good to have time off, isn't it? But it's always nice to get back and get your feet under the desk. So that's it. Big thanks this morning, of course, to Ingrid checking in with us with her drippy, drippy roof. That's one of the things the rain does, isn't it? It tells you where your leaks. And you don't get charged for it. Right, big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all of the social media, etc. for us, and making the bookings. So big thanks to Yasmin. And, of course, getting us a little information on things like traffic as well. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, United Kingdom. Big thanks to him, the boys and girls, the group of grand who keep us up and running. And, as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. And as I say, whatever it is you're going to be able to do today, if you're actually moving anywhere, do it carefully. Why? Because tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.